This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live, and you can dial toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian, Vincent, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Whether you want to talk about whatever's on your mind or comment on some stuff we've already discussed, everything including Canadian cannabis legalization turning out to be not maybe what people thought it was going to be. To animal rights and human rights. Can there even be such a thing as animal rights? Mark, you're saying that you think that animals do have rights.
Sure.
Vincent, I could extrapolate from what you've been saying how you feel, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. So what's your viewpoint on this one? Because Mark and I certainly have discussed this many times. Where do you fall on this issue of animal rights?
I mean, I agree with you saying that, you know, if animals can't respect, it's real difficult because I'm tempted to go with a cop out, you know, as being a Christian, you know, God entrusted man with, you know, all of the fruits of his creation, but I won't do that because that doesn't make for interesting radio. I agree with you, right? If an animal can't understand property rights, if it can't understand, like, I think it's just a lack of sentience in a way. I think that was always my...
So do you agree with what Mark said earlier? For those just tuning in, Mark, you had said that if an animal can recognize itself in a mirror, which is a very select group of animals that can do that...
But you can Google it. It's right out there.
Yeah, then if they can recognize themselves in a mirror, that suggests that they have a certain level of sentience that the other animals do not. Does that mean that those animals, a monkey or a dolphin or whatever, that they have rights or more rights than the other animals have?
No, I disagree, because from what I read somewhere, some very low IQ humans can't recognize themselves in a mirror, but I'm sure they can recognize other people.
Oh, I think that those humans really only get thrown into the they have rights category simply because the vast majority of humans can recognize themselves in a mirror.
Well, and that comes back around to the question that you'd ask, Mark, about, well, what about somebody who is bedridden, or they, you know, can't talk, or I forget exactly what you had said.
A vegetable.
There you go. Somebody in a coma, or, you know, do these people also have rights? And my answer right off the bat was, well, yes, because they're also humans, even though they don't have the same level of ability. But you can also argue that somebody who is in a position like that, a vegetable-like position, obviously is not taking care of themselves, so they don't have the ability to even make decisions for themselves in the state in which they're in. So you could argue that those people are just...
What decisions should I make for them, then?
You could argue that those people are basically the wards of the people who are taking care of them, and that they don't have rights beyond what the person who is their ward
allows
them.
So in the absence of the state, an absence of regulation around what you do with a vegetable ward, do you think that somebody would decide, time to have the vegetable for dinner? Right? I mean, like, humans are a depraved species. If you read us sort of historically and look for the worst of the stories, these things happen. And
yeah.
I don't...
Do you think a regulation is going to stop somebody from slaughtering another person?
At this point, socialism generally takes a person who would otherwise be taken care of by others, out of that situation, puts them into a hospital, and then they're...
They're abused by people in
the
hospital.
By state employees, yeah.
So that doesn't really sound like an improvement.
Yeah, I suppose it's a better story than some Pulp Fiction thing where they get filleted into strips and smoked.
So are you arguing for the state then?
I'm amazed that ants can recognize themselves in a mirror.
Are they on the list?
Yep.
Well, what's that supposed to mean? You keep saying that. So
how do they tell?
I mean, an ant could recognize another ant when it walks up and sees it. So, I mean, I don't think it's that special that it could see itself in a mirror.
No, not if it could see itself. If recognized
it.
Okay.
How do you test for that?
I haven't been able to read it. I'm here listening to you talk about eating vegetables.
No, you brought up eating vegetables.
Quit putting your words into my mouth, man. I didn't think of that stuff. That's going through your head, dude. toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Sorry.
I mean, when I eat something, I recognize myself. I say, I'm going to take this piece of food, put it in my mouth. I don't say, oh, I'm just going to, you know, pick it up and throw it in wherever.
No, no.
So.
Vincent, when you go to the mirror and you shave your face,
yes,
you know that it's you in the mirror, right?
Yes.
But, you know, if that were to happen in the case of a dog, it is unlikely. You know how dogs go to the mirror and bark at the other dog?
Yes.
That's the difference of what we're talking
about. Okay, yeah, and I don't see how the fact that the dog recognizes itself makes a difference. I mean, what, do you think it's going to value its life more?
You can't
animals
have
fight when it's trying to be killed, so they obviously value their own lives.
They do, and that's a great point, right? Like, so, A, they value their own life. That is a great point for sort of self-ownership. Secondarily, in order
it's
to...
It's instinct, though, you can also argue.
What's the how are you distinguishing your instinct versus theirs? You can explain your instinct away.
Because we have choice, Ian.
You have a voice,
Mark,
is what you
I mean,
have.
Mark, I'm sorry. Because, Mark, we have a choice, right? A dog has to do it.
Dogs
right?
have
I could
choices.
Want to die. Someone could, you know, try and be killing me, and I could say, you know what, I'm sick of this, and I just sit there to die. A dog has to fight back until it can.
I can't tell you whether or not the dog will fight back or whatever. You know, like, surely there's some dog that wants to die, too.
No, I highly doubt. You know, they're run by their instinct. We have to, humans have choices.
There are determinists listening to this show right now that would
what
say you do not have a choice.
What's
a person who believes that you simply don't have choices, that free will is
there
an
is no
illusion.
Free will. Uh-huh.
All right?
Yeah.
So
everything
you know,
you're doing, you've already, you know, somebody's already decided for you, or
well,
you're
like
just following some sort of set of predetermined paths.
Yeah, they probably look both ways before they cross the street, though.
Well, and I'd like to see their evidence for that, you know?
There's lots of it. Look, you,
what,
you
for a bet? I don't have a choice of what I do?
The biggest hole the internet has when you start researching determinism versus free will. Believe me, it's
Wait.
Just dizzying.
You're saying there's evidence for determinism?
Sure there is.
Okay, well, name what is it?
I thought this was just like some
I don't know. I'm not
going to
make that argument.
Oh, so
I
you're saying there is evidence, but you don't know any.
Yes, that's correct. I don't.
You've got him on the ropes, Vincent.
I have read this stuff, you know, because this is the
oh,
answer.
Oh, you read something. Could you please cite it, Mark?
You have, okay, their argument is this.
Yes.
That in fact, you know, you have got this personality type that is laid out, and that, you know, basically you're going to react a certain way in every situation in which is presented to
in
you.
In a predictable fashion.
In a predictable fashion, and therefore, essentially, you don't have free will.
But
that's the argument.
I could still make the choice. I could still decide not to do anything. I could still,
That's what they want you to believe.
I understand the point you're trying to make. I'm just saying that the fact that...
Are they nihilists, too, the determinists?
They believe in nothing.
Yeah, they have
to
be.
They believe in nothing.
Look, I'm not going to make an argument for determinism. I find it the most frustrating thing
so you don't
thing
believe
in, the world.
In it?
Hell no.
Okay, just making sure we're clear on
you
that.
Know, most the libertarian can. You can't believe in free will, you know, a person having free will and believe in a determinism at the same time. And if you can, please explain it to me at 855. 450-FREE. Back to animal rights. I think that you can get the vast rights are in agreement, as you said.
Therefore, animals can't have them because they can't agree.
Oh, but most people can agree that animals have the right to the quickest and most painless death possible.
Right. Well, I wouldn't say it's
thing.
A. I wouldn't say it's a right either.
It's more like a privilege or
I mean,
something. Like
yeah,
that.
It's something I'd rather see happen, but they don't have a right to
a preference,
do it.
A human preference
yes.
for an animal. That's different than a right.
Then how is it distinguished from a right by your definition, which is to say that you know it's an agree that rights are an agreement between people?
Because you're not making an agreement with the animal. Hello? It seems pretty crystal clear. The animal's not having an agreement. It's the humans that are having an agreement saying, oh, yeah, we shouldn't torture that cow when we kill it. That's not the same thing as the cow coming to an agreement with you that you're going to treat it nice and it's not going to stampede against you.
The humans don't agree on even the rights that humans have, so...
I agree with you, but you said that most humans agree that animals shouldn't be tortured.
That's correct.
Okay.
And most humans will agree with you that you have the right to free speech until you say something they don't like,
mm-hmm.
at which point they will retract that from you. So what is the functional difference between an animal's rights by your definition of rights? I don't believe that this is the definition of rights. I believe in a different definition of rights. However, what is the functional difference between an animal's right to a quick and painless death and a human's
right to...
It's
not a right to... You keep putting words into my mouth, and that's not what I said. When humans come to an agreement about animals, you're not granting the animal a right. Because a right is something that is an agreement between
people.
How
do humans come to an agreement on rights, then? And what are
they
rights?
Haven't. I don't know if you've noticed, but some people believe in property and others don't, for instance.
So rights don't exist.
No, that's what I said at the beginning of the discussion. Rights are just an idea.
How can I exist that rights exist in animals if you don't believe they exist at all?
I didn't say that they exist at any point. I said they're an agreement between human beings. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out. If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop? Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Nuts. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can join us and talk about whatever's on your mind. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And also, I want to let you know about shop.freetalklive.com. I did get 33% off recently at, not shop.freetalklive.com, saveitpurse.com, I apologize. Shop.freetalklive.com will get you regular Amazon prices, and we get a good chunk of that. At saveitpurse.com, you save big time on your Amazon purchases, and it's possible to get 33%. Normally, I'll shoot for like 20%, because it's pretty easy to get 20% off. But this time, I thought, you know, I don't really need this thing that I'm ordering. It was actually a dash cam. I don't really need it urgently, but I would like to have it. I would like to get a pretty big discount on it because it was expensive. Like, regular price was $200. So I slid the slider on saveitpurse.com after importing my Amazon wish list into the site, slid that sucker all the way up to 33%, and then I waited. And it only took, like, 2 days for somebody to snatch that thing up. And that meant that I get the thing that I wanted at 33% off. The person that wanted to get Bitcoin from me got Bitcoin that they paid 33% more than the regular price of Bitcoin for, which is amazing anybody would do that, but some people are willing to do that, which is how saveitpurse.com works behind the scenes. And that's the catch. If you have to have Bitcoin, you have to have, at the very least, some sort of cryptocurrency, because they've got the Shapeshift integration there that allows you to use other cryptocurrencies besides Bitcoin. But that's what you have to have to get these amazing discounts. 20% easy to do day to day. If you want to get it real fast, you can always go for 10 or 15%, and that'll probably get it get cleared out even faster than the 20%. But either way, you're going to be saving significant amounts of money. Use saveitpurse.com, saveatpurse.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we got Will. He's on the line in Lake Isabella, listening to KPLI. Hello, Will.
Hello, y'all.
Hey.
Yeah, you're all talking.
Uh-oh. Will, do we lose you? Uh-oh. Will in California going once? Will in California going twice? Oh, it's too bad. He wanted to talk about the animal rights thing. So maybe we can get Will back here. But meanwhile, let's continue with more of your calls. We have Ricky on the line in Pennsylvania on Skype. Hello, Ricky.
That would be the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania there, Brother Ian.
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, I was kind of thinking about secession, hearing your other callers tonight, you know. And I'll tell you what, I think the biggest problem is...
Okay.
Concession. Secession.
Secession.
Yeah.
That's different.
Secession. You know, like blowing it away?
No. What does that mean?
That sounds like blowing it up.
I don't support violence, if that's what you're getting at.
Blowing away the Constitution of the United States of America, that is, Brother Ian.
No, you can. The other people can keep the Constitution. The Constitution can continue. If one state leaves, or more than one state leaves, the ones that want to stay in the Union, they can stay in the Union, as far as I'm concerned. Long as they
Except for Mark. Mark seems to have interest in leaving. And I
so
will
do
tell
I.
You this.
So does everybody, well, I think, on this show.
Well, I could tell you a couple solutions right off that would be solved.
I like solutions. Let's hear it.
Well, won't have to worry about this here health care problem because both the AMA and Big Pharma will be put temporarily out of business, you know.
How is that? How would secession put Big Pharma and the American Medical Association temporarily out of business?
Well, we're not part of this, so
well,
we're not
going to
be part of the American Medical Association or Big Pharma.
Look, the doctors are still going to have themselves a cartel in the local state unless you can completely abolish all health care regulations in the local state as well.
Well, I can speak only for Pennsylvania. I can't speak for New Hampshire the way
so
I see it.
So Pennsylvania doesn't have any regulations that give doctors, priority as far as, you know, protecting them from anybody that, like, let's just say a nurse wants to compete with the doctors because the nurse might be able to do everything a doctor can, but legally she can't because some government
in
laws
my area, are as an example, Brother Ian.
Yeah.
Imagine this, a hospital chain, a hospital is deadly, okay? Lots of people dying. So
that's
what
true.
You have is you have another hospital, take that hospital over just to save lives. They won't turn a profit for at least 5 years.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Well, Pocono Medical Center being taken over by Lehigh Valley. hospital as an example. Why do they do that? Simple reason is a death trap. People are dying right and left. Okay. Now, the point is...
So you're saying that a group of investors came in and bought a hospital because people were dying unnecessarily in that hospital?
I'm saying a hospital bought another hospital. You know, plain and simple.
And the reason ostensibly was because the hospital that got bought was abusive towards people?
Oh, I know firsthand. A lot of my friends are dead, including my own mother. Okay, so you don't have to tell me about Pocono Medical Center and their tactics.
I wasn't telling you about them. I was asking you about them.
Well,
has it changed since the new hospital took it over? Is it now a better hospital?
Bit by bit. They haven't got rid of all the old staff yet. It's only been the past year or so they've taken over. It's going to take years to deal with the mess. It's kind of like government. And see, that's where I've come to this conclusion. I've not given up on government. No, I've just given up on this one, Ian.
Which one?
You know?
The Commonwealth of Pennsylvania?
One, the Union.
The Union, all right. He wants to secede Pennsylvania back into a full-on Commonwealth.
Is there anybody else in Pennsylvania that you've ever met that wants to secede from the United States?
There must be.
Yep, met somebody yesterday. Thought it was a great idea.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people think it's a good
idea. Together and work on that.
Well, the problem is fear. People are afraid. Yeah. People are afraid that they can't live without the state. And I'll make a couple points. First of all, money, we got plenty of money. We just don't have to pay the state no more of that money. As far as who they're paying, they got to worry about that themselves. That ain't our problem.
According to, let's see here, PhillyMag.com, the folks from Philadelphia want to secede from Pennsylvania.
Yeah, well, that's Antifa crap. You know, that's been calming down as far as I'm concerned. They want to secede. This has been ever since 15 from the rest of Pennsylvania because they figure we don't respect them. That's Antifa stuff at its height.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Ricky. One of the few things we do agree on is that secession is a good idea. Thanks. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. More of a lucid night for Ricky. He was somewhat understandable in that particular call. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Of course, I completely support the idea of secession.
I'm sure more people from, central Pennsylvania between Pittsburgh and Philly would really appreciate both of those cities seceding. I have family who live in the center there, and I asked, they always complain about Philadelphia, and I said, oh, Uncle, what do you think could improve Philadelphia so you don't always complain about it? And his answer was simply a tactical nuke.
According to the story here at PhillyMag.com, this was published back in summer of 2016. According to a new poll from conservative firm Harper Polling, the plurality of Pennsylvanians that were polled selected the five-county Philadelphia region as the one they'd like to leave the Commonwealth, a Philexit. Harper asked 500 adults in the state the following question, quote, as you may have heard, the United Kingdom recently voted to leave the European Union, an event that has been referred to in the media as Brexit or the British exit. Which region of Pennsylvania would you most like to see leave the Commonwealth in its own Brexit? 52% weren't sure, but 29% of Pennsylvanians said Philadelphia and southeastern Pennsylvania should leave, and no other region came close. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So secession is definitely an idea that needs to be talked about more, and this is Free Talk Live.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled magmiracle.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
So I got the Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and I walked. It walked me right through the easy setup. And even with my router system, which is uncommonly complicated, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now, Ian, you were setting yours up today. How long did it take you to pair the app downloaded, how long did it take to pair the phone to the app?
A couple few minutes, not long.
Yeah, not long at all. And now you can view your stuff through the camera anytime you want. You can pull it up right now if that's what you wanted to do. It also sends you alerts if, for whatever reason, some motion occurs in front of the camera. Is that correct?
I haven't the slightest clue, Mark. I literally set this up right before the show, so it sounds believable.
That's what happens. Because okay. I can tell you, I get it all the time. You have this option to schedule what goes on. So, you know, if, for instance, you decide to put cameras up in your house and you're awake, away at work or something like that, and you don't expect somebody to be in the house between, I don't know, 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., and there's some movement in the house, you'll get an alert. Bang. You can then look at the video. You know, it'll give you the option of 5 seconds, 30 seconds, however long you want. See what might have set off the alert. Maybe the bird got out of its cage. I don't know what could possibly have happened. But or maybe there's a burglar in the house. You can then turn on the camera, and you can watch what's going on as you speed towards your house or call the police or whatever it is you're doing. And, yeah, it's a great system. This is all you have to do to take advantage. We got you a great deal, by the way. You can get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys will charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. So 10% off and 3 Blink cams. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL for the deal. blinkprotect.com/FTL to get 10% off and 3 cams. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
All right, our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. We're going to go to Rick, who is on the line with us here from Tennessee on Skype. Hello, Rick.
Yeah, hey, Ian.
Hey, welcome.
Hey, Mark and Vincent.
Thanks.
Hey, I've been an amplifier for a couple of years, been listening for probably 6 or 7 years.
Gosh, thank you.
And it's a great show. I love it all. I'm a Bitcoin owner. I'm a Bitcoin miner through pool.bitcoin.com.
Pool.bitcoin.com. Yep.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
One of the things that I thought, it's Bitcoin's decentralized, not government controlled. But what if agents in the federal government set up a buy of Bitcoin? If they just spend all their time buying Bitcoin all the time, and they built up all this Bitcoin, could they not destabilize the Bitcoin world?
Well, I mean, the Bitcoin price is already, you know, a little unstable. I mean, it shot up, what, $200 today alone?
It's been
a big day for Bitcoin. If they just started buying up Bitcoin, then we'd all get really rich because the price would go up.
Yeah, but could they not buy it all up and then, I don't know,
not spend it?
Hold it? Yeah, not spend it, do anything with it.
Well, the more they buy, the higher the price will go.
So let me address the issue. Yes, that is true, Ian. The more they buy, the higher the price will go. And then you'll have less of it out there. The demand, the supply will be lower, and the demand will presumably stay about the same. Is that correct, Stephen?
There's no Stephen here.
I'm sorry.
Rick.
Rick. Terribly sorry, Rick.
Yeah.
I guess I'd written something else down. So the demand would stay approximately the same, and the supply would go down. So you'd have a higher price. Secondarily, I heard this at one point that I think it was if you had only 10 bitcoins left, that you'd still have enough Bitcoin, do you still have enough Satoshis to give one to every person in the world or something to that effect?
That's the Satoshi is the smallest unit of a Bitcoin. The Bitcoin is divided down by 8 decimal points, so that is the 1/8 of those 8 decimal points.
Yeah, and I can't tell you how many Satoshis are in one Bitcoin. I know I had it figured out at one point, but it's like 1 million, is that right?
That sounds right. Yeah, 8 decimal points.
Yeah, so there's
that's 6 decimal points.
Is that 6?
Million okay. Is 6.
Okay, so no, you've got quite a bit
million?
of sort of, you know, if you were to have 1,000 or maybe 10,000 of the 12 million bitcoins that were left, you would have enough bitcoins to sort of, you know, do some business. But I would think in most likely what would happen would be that if they actually killed off Bitcoin by buying it all up and made it to the point that it was just less usable because there was less of it around, somebody, they just go to Dash, or they just go to Bitcoin Cash, or they just go to something else, and then you'd have a technology upgrade, which is one of the things that worries me the most about cryptocurrencies, is currently the one that has you know, frankly, the old one, the Model T of cryptocurrencies, is the one that everybody wants right now.
That's right. It's not $4,100 a Bitcoin.
Not the yep. DeLorean. Not the Tesla of Bitcoin.
Nobody wants a DeLorean.
The DeLorean at one point was, pretty cool performance type stuff. Anyway, as far as, you know, it had the gold wings.
It wasn't performance, dude.
No,
have you ever driven one of those things?
It's
garbage.
Yeah. Slow.
I want a Camaro.
It was neat, but it was certainly better technology than the Model T, right?
It had the cool wing doors on it.
The gull wing doors. Yeah. But it was still, even if those doors were nailed shut and you had to crawl through the window,
yeah.
it was still a better car than the Model T.
Yes, yes,
and
I'll give you that.
That's what concerns me is that...
You could buff out any of the scratches.
Right, it was stainless steel, wasn't it?
Stainless steel.
Right.
So what were you going with that, Mark?
Did just saying that if there's enough Bitcoin around with just 10,000 Bitcoins, and B, if there wasn't, they'd just go on to another
country. I think your conspiracy theory, Mark, that the government could somehow outmine or at some point could have outmined the rest of the Bitcoin network if they'd put enough money and investment into mining operations and then maybe do a 51% attack on Bitcoin would have been the best. That's the best kind of this could have happened theory, but it's very unlikely that it could happen.
Right now we're at 16,600 or so Bitcoins mined. There's still
16 million. You know, what? 16 million.
I mean, yeah. I'm sorry, 16 million. So if they bought every Bitcoin from now on, which is impossible, but if they did, that would be a big chunk in the blockchain. And
it wouldn't matter.
I don't know how many of the Bitcoins that exist today could ever be used. Many of the first blocks that were mined by Satoshi, I mean, the blocks that were first mined by Satoshi Nakamoto, what we believe to be mined by Satoshi Nakamoto, have never moved. The guy that claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto, that Craig whatever,
yeah.
They've never moved. Apparently, that guy doesn't need money. My wife and I, or my wife did, but I was there on site and I didn't do anything to stop it, sent 63 Bitcoin to nowhere. We sent it to a dead address that we no longer had the private keys for. And it's gone. And there's nothing you can do. I have a friend whom Ian knows who has lost the password. He still has the computer. He still has everything about it, but he lost the password to 1,000 Bitcoins.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, there's a lot of Bitcoin out there that is just...
It's lost. Yeah. Can't be retrieved.
Those 50 blocks that Satoshi was mining, like every 12 and a half minutes or whatever, I mean, there are tens of thousands of Bitcoins out there that he has. I would presume that there's probably half the Bitcoins currently don't have owners, would be my guess.
Yeah.
Just a wild guess.
I think that the biggest, if we're going to be concerned about government's effects on Bitcoin, the biggest concern is their regulations of Bitcoin-related businesses, as we've seen in New York State, and what might be happening in Washington State. Rick, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate you bringing that one up.
Hey, I miss Will Coley. He's from my hometown.
Well, Will Coley is coming on Friday night, so make sure you're tuned in then. He's going to be sitting in for Chris, who's normally here with us on Friday nights.
Right.
And thanks for the call tonight.
Guys.
All right, more coming up here, 855-450, free like freedom. Join us on Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, I would recommend Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Dynovite.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Bring up anything in these remaining moments. We have enough time for you, maybe, if you call now. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. And Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. You can catch the show live anytime, or not live anytime, but live 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. But anytime you want, you can go later and watch the video version of the show over at youtube.freetalklive.com. That's also where we stream live during the live hours. And, of course, you can grab our archives and podcast all over at freetalklive.com. Live streaming audio, we've got that too. Satellite-delivered audio in Sub-Saharan Africa, North America, Central America, we've got that as well. So head over to freetalklive.com and you can get tuned in there however works best for you. And if you want to help support our satellite feed, then please join the Patreon. We had a gentleman join up there recently. It's slow going on the Patreon, but I don't really talk about it a whole lot. It is still an important program. It is a way for you, if you value Free Talk Live and you value the other great liberty-oriented talk shows that we have on LRN.FM, then you can get behind the delivery method that allows people in some very, very poor parts of the world where some very oppressive governments exist. If you want to get those people turned on to the ideas of liberty, this is a way you can do it for $2 a month. And that's what you can do by going to the Patreon, which you can access over at fund.lrn.fm, F-U-N-D, fund.lrn.fm. Let's go to Nathan. He's in Texas on Skype. Hello, Nathan. Do we have Nathan?
Hey, Ian. Hey, Mark. Hey, Vincent.
Hey. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to welcome Vincent back to the show. Nice to hear from you.
Thank you.
I actually had an interesting topic that I found while I was in the library. Did you know that there is a Ontario society that exists right now and you can move to right now if you wanted to?
Yes, it's called the Shire Society. You can go to shiresociety.com. You can sign the Shire Society Declaration, and you can move to New Hampshire.
I mean a geographical area with no government, but literally no government.
You're talking about Liberland?
Right, do you want to know where it is?
Liberland?
Think north. Think the Arctic Circle. I was hoping Vincent might know a little bit about this topic.
Svalbard?
I picked up a book on the Eskimo. No, the Inuit, the Eskimo. I picked up a book on them while I was at the library, and as far as I can tell, they have a completely decentralized legal order. Like, any kind of disputes are basically, they're resolved on an ad hoc basis based on what people sort of come to a consensus about.
Hmm. Yeah, I can't say I know much about it.
Well, like, for example, I mean, obviously, there's the population density is so low, so you can't really have any kind of formal governing body. It's more like, you know, tribes of extended families. But I happened to read the section about, well, what happens if, you know, John murders, you know, Tom, or, you know, what kind of thing happens. And it's sort of a, like, if someone kills someone else or commits some kind of, you know, crime, it creates an expectation that the victim's family, you know, could take some kind of vengeance for that. And basically, any time someone is killed, there's this expectation is created. But there are circumstances. So, you know, like if enough time passes and, you know, people think you're kind of justified in doing it, then they might not retaliate. But, you know, it's kind of an informal legal order.
Hmm. All right, but as you've said, it's a very sort of distributed society. People aren't really concentrated in one place, which means that they have to do things a little differently compared to the way things normally operate.
Do they have Walmarts?
Exactly, and you'll also be pleased to know that they don't have Walmarts. They have a caribou and seal blubber. But the other thing I noticed is that they practice polyamory, which I know Ian might, I don't know if you're interested in that kind of thing.
No,
but
I'm not. Here goes the civilization.
Not really.
They have flexibility in the marital arrangements. You can have monogamy.
So are you going to sign up and join them? Do they accept outsiders?
You can rub noses.
The book did not say. I'm assuming you would have to, I don't know, convince them to let you join their tribe out there in the Arctic. There's actually three different groups. I don't know if Vincent, you know anything about them.
And he's bringing you up because you're from Quebec.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know much about
that's a little further north, right? The Inuit.
Yes, very. Yeah, I don't know anything about the Inuits.
Are they from Nunavut? What is?
Oh, yeah. That was it. Why do they call it Nunavut? Because when they ask how much of his land is usable, the natives reply none of it. Yukon, Northwestern Territories. No, I always thought about moving there, you know.
Really?
I didn't know.
They got a neat license plate.
But it's obviously south of the Arctic Circle.
Wait, the Inuits have license plates?
The Nunavut is a territory, and it has
Nunavut
a license plate.
Okay.
It's a polar bear.
Gotcha.
The shape of a polar
bear.
Nathan,
thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number.
If you're going to go, bring liquor and cigarettes. They're easy to bargain with.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733.
Yeah, marijuana is like $7.50 an ounce up there, too. So
is that cheap?
That's $750
an ounce.
Yeah, that's expensive. All right, let's go to Scott. He's in Massachusetts. Scott the Bigot, I believe. Go ahead. You probably hate Eskimos, don't you, Scott?
Excuse me, Ian. They're called Inuit, you bigot. They prefer to be called Inuit.
I don't know. He's not there. Hello,
that's
Scott.
That's the Commonwealth of Nunavut.
Scott going once. Scott going twice. Bye-bye. Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yes, you know, I think there's a reason why New Mexico always had high crime rate. Well, the state was settled by all the murderers and criminals like 150 years ago. So they were once they
I thought that was
New
Rhode
Mexico,
Island.
No.
No, they
absolutely
were.
The, Rhode Island is not Rhodes
no,
Island.
Is that a myth?
Yes.
Well, it's Australia where they had all the criminals.
That's
the penal
true,
colony.
Isn't it? Australia
yes,
was a penal
so was
colony.
Georgia was a penal colony.
So are you saying criminality is a gene passed down, Sarah?
You know what? That's exactly what I believe. That's what I was getting to. If you're
so should we exterminate the criminals?
Murderer, so should the generations
Sarah
Duterte. Well, that's what I was talking about, is that we have generations that were grandparents for criminals and thieves and murderers and all. So then the great-grandkids are criminals, and the laws here have been shaped to help out the criminals. The whole thing is twisted for the criminals.
Laws are put in place to protect the guilty, because, you know, the fact is that you know, groups of people are always going to exact vengeance on somebody whom they believe to be guilty. So, yes, you know, that's the idea. The idea is to diminish the use of the death penalty and further to make sure that innocent people get a fair trial.
Well, you know, the colonies, like the 13 colonies, they were all civilized, but over here was still wild, wild west, and our laws are very saturated. Still to this day, it's like leftover from 150 years ago where it favors the criminal.
What do you think we could do to solve this, Sarah?
About the whole New Mexico? Well, the only solution is, you know, when all of the other lands like Florida, they all sink, they have no place to go, they're going to have to come to New Mexico, the civilized people, and I think this will get civilized again. But that's
so you're counting on global warming to save you?
No, it's the polar change. I don't believe in the global warming. I believe
in the polar change, not global warming?
Right. The reason that they're sinking is because the poles are switching. I think the North Pole is going to go down to the South Pole. So,
it could take
Mississippi River,
1,000 years for that to happen. It could.
Nibiru would take
right
care
now.
Of this before then.
It's happening right now.
It is happening right now. But happening right now, in that same sense, Florida is sinking right now. I mean, that doesn't
mean
that in
about.
Our lifetimes it will sink, nor in our lifetimes with a pole switch, necessarily.
Well, it's slowly switching. The poles are already
right.
at Moscow. When it completely switches, the Mississippi River is going to go slowly back way.
I'm not sure that's true.
Whoa. That would be amazing. Is that what they told you on Coast to Coast AM?
Water isn't magnetic.
talking about it, but when the pole switch is going to flow the other way, and it's going to be like 10 times wider.
No.
And so I think the New Mexico might get civilized.
At least she's not a flat earther.
If that's the case,
gotta give her that.
If that's the case, then why does the Amazon River flow from the inland to the sea?
But you know what? I don't know what's going to happen to the Amazon River. That's what I was only told about. Mississippi is going to be like...
No. What you were told about
wider.
The Mississippi was BS. And what I'm trying to do is show you why it's BS. Because the Amazon River and all the rivers in the southern hemisphere, which the pole switch, right? Then the southern hemisphere becomes the northern hemisphere from a magnetic standpoint. All the rivers do the same thing down there as they do up here.
Thank you for the call, Sarah. Out of time tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online. In the meantime, head on over to freetalklive.com, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.